Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Raider Wrap on this beautiful Saturday morning. It's the 19th day of March already, if you can believe that. I
locally
can't believe half of it. Hey, you stop
program.
That. You're talking
95.1,
to me.
95.1, the one.
Puis ce fut ma fille adorable. Puis je vous baisse les mains. Puis je vous baisse le front. Je m'empare de toi, mon amour. Je te presse absolument nul contre moi.
Okay, how'd you like that? That was kind of fun, wasn't it? That was exciting times, at least for you or me. Today is Saturday, March 19th, and we digress. 78th day of the year already. Can you believe this? We're on our way to 3 months into the season. But that's a good thing, because we're going to be talking about some baseball and some other stuff coming up, maybe some softball yet today. Got a new coach for the softball team, Jocelyn Coleman. We're going to have Mr. Mark Ogier joining the program just in a minute. We're going to have Jeff Sullivan joining us as well. He's going to talk a little bit about the Olympic weightlifting team. I don't know if you knew that or not, but we have an Olympic weightlifting team here in town, and they're state champions. Oh, so what? Yeah, right? Hey, some good news for you coming up yet today. Mostly cloudy skies for the beginning of the day. Maybe a chance of some sunshine this afternoon, warming up to about 53. And then for tonight, looks like some patchy clouds, maybe a little fog here, there, mostly clear, a low of around 30. And then tomorrow, looks like some fog early on. Cool, warming up to about 60 with sunshine. That's going to burn all the way off. And then for tomorrow night, looks like there's going to be a slight chance of some rain, mostly cloudy, low around 45. Monday and Tuesday looks like your best chance of some rain. 30% chance of rain on Monday. Cloudy skies, a high of 60. Monday night looks like that's where you get 70% chance of some rain, cooling off to around 39. And then it looks like rain all day Tuesday and a high of only 44, cooling off to around 34. And then for Wednesday morning, rain and snow likely becoming in the morning, but mostly cloudy and a high near 40. So it should pretty much burn off, because Thursday looks like we got sunny skies and 47, and we're back to sunny skies and 53 on Friday. But we got some overcast skies right now, is what we're kind of looking at, and it's 27 currently in the Cannon Valley area. It's just a couple, 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, good morning. Now that we've got all the nooks and crannies and all the things fixed, I hope, anyhow, we're going to bring Jeff Sullivan on the program. Jeff, are you still there, sir?
I am. How you doing, Jimmy?
Hey, there he is. Something worked today. This is fantastic. Hey, thanks for joining us. I know you're on your way. You got a little vacation time coming after a season. Let's talk. Olympic weightlifting for Northfield. Now, let's talk about that a little bit. Is that a high school sport? Is that just a sidelight sport? How's that all come around?
It's a high school sport, but we're not affiliated with the Big Nine. We're affiliated with the Minnesota State High School Weightlifting Organization, which is a sanctioned organization under USA Weightlifting, which is an Olympic builder program.
Okay. And how long have we had this program here in town?
Since the early 2000s, when an individual named Scott Sally, who is now in the program over Lakeville South, started the program at Northfield High School and was probably one of the first Olympic weightlifting programs here in the state of Minnesota.
Well, that's a lot to be seen, but now, okay, 20 years later, looks like you guys have kind of come to fruition. You had a couple of state champions, I understand.
Yes, one in the JV category, Caleb Graw. He is a first-year lifter as a freshman, state champion in his weight class, and he broke two state records at the state meet. So this kid is somebody we definitely need to keep eyes on.
How old is he, you said?
He's a freshman.
Oh, wow.
He is, yep.
So what was his weight class?
61 kilogram.
Okay. So I take that times two. What is that, about 132?
Yes.
Something like that, somewhere in that area. So,
yeah.
So 132-pound weight class. So he's a freshman, so he's obviously going to probably grow, get bigger, and advance in weight classes. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a freshman, so maybe this was a wonderful achievement, but is it going to get tougher as the bigger you get? Because some of these guys, you know, they get a little bit bigger, and they put on some muscle.
It's going to get more challenging for sure as you move up in weight classes, depending on how many lifters they have in a weight class, and if they change the qualifying totals. for next year. It can get tougher, but just from what I've seen of Caleb, he has an amazing work ethic already at such a young age, and I think he will do very well and a potential state champion for next year.
So how many people participated on the team this year?
43.
Wow. That's quite the turnout you got going on there. Is that
yes.
all the way from like seventh grade up, or is there a certain age limit? Or
we can have seventh graders on the team. However, we didn't have any this year. We had three or four eighth graders on the team, and then everybody else was freshman through senior.
Were you competing against everything else? Because obviously you had boys basketball, girls basketball, wrestling, hockey, everything. I mean, you know, you got to get some, time in the gym there somewhere. Where were you able to get together and do some workouts and you know, perform?
We started when I first came into it. This is my first year coaching at Northfield. When they realized that they had a new coach coming in, it generated interest in the returning lifters, which was about 18 to 20. And they put the word out. We did some recruiting. And then as far as time in the gym, we have a great activities coordinator and weight room staff. And we got, you know, we were able to get scheduled and 4 days a week, you know, about an hour and a half after school. And that's where we trained.
So when you have 43 people, is it just you're just in the high school weight room over there? And there's got to be a regimen, obviously, right? You don't just say, all right guys, grab the dumbbells over there and get lifting, will you? You know what I mean?
No. We have 15 operational Olympic lifting platforms built to weightlifting specs. And we have a multitude of bars. And since we know that we were double and triple lift on platform, we also had enough space where on our rubberized weight room floor, we could add lifters there too. So it was definitely hectic from, you know, days in, but had great captains, a great assistant coach, and we just made it work, and here we are today.
Well, I was going to say, again, are you competing, or do you actually get, like, weight? Do you get that weight room's yours? From this time, you guys own it.
Yeah, from hour and a half that we have it, it's ours.
So what do you do outside of that for that hour and a half, or is that enough in a day that it's enough to get the conditioning done, it's enough to grow and build and work on technique and different things like that, or is there some other stuff then after that you have to get some outside time in?
The way that I built the program and designed the program, I really don't need extra time out to build muscles as far as the workouts. I mean, we compete as weightlifters, and our job in our sport is lifting weight. So it's not like we're, okay, well, let's go run on the treadmill or let's go do CrossFit type stuff. No, we're working on building strength in those two disciplines that we have for Olympic weightlifting. So an hour and a half, 4 days a week is pretty intense for the lifters, and it's always progressive, pushing them and driving them to improve and to add more weight and to get stronger. So the 4 days a week is generally pretty good. If they need outside help, it's maybe some technique work that I've always encouraged them that they can, you know, go out on their own if they need to, you know, to work extra. I've never said, hey, you're not allowed to work outside the weight room. And it just goes to, you know, the work ethic and putting the time in.
What is the schedule that how many weeks, and then do you work out 4 days a week, then do you participate like on the weekends every week?
Not every week. We generally this season we plan one big meet a month for our season. Started in October and we just finished up no I'm sorry we started in November and we just finished up last weekend with our state tournament, running about one big meet a month.
One big meet a month, okay. And then are they at various schools, or are they, like, designated in one area?
They're at different schools. We traveled. I try to keep our travel time more toward the South Metro. and we only went up to up north, more north to Moorhead for the last chance meet, which gave my lifters an opportunity, if they were close, to get one final chance and to qualify for state, and then, of course, the state meet, which was held at Moorhead High School this year.
Do they have classes like they do in basketball, football, et cetera? Class A,
no.
Class double A, none of that. It's just a Minnesota no. Olympic weightlifting.
Yes.
Is it sanctioned under the MSHL, State High School League?
That I'm not 100% sure. I don't think it is because of how USA Weightlifting governs the weightlifting here throughout the country. But we do have a partnership with the high school league, and we do follow under some of their rules, as well as the Olympic weightlifting rules set by the USA Weightlifting.
Jeff Sullivan is our guest this morning on the Raider Wrap, and we are talking Olympic weightlifting. What is the difference between Olympic weightlifting and or just weightlifting, if you will?
Olympic weightlifting is a sport. We have disciplines that we're judged on. The snatch, which you take the bar from the ground overhead in one quick dynamic fluid motion.
It's easy for you to say.
And then we have the clean coupled with the jerk, and we call it the clean jerk. And for that movement, you can lift a little bit heavier weight. You bring the bar up from the ground to your shoulders, and then you dynamically press it overhead in what we call a jerk.
Okay, so those are the two disciplines, and that's it. There's no benching. There's no anything like that.
No.
No deadlifts, all that. So when you see it in the Olympics, if you will, you know, if you see the Olympics, when they do that, they're always doing the, you know, the deadlifts and different stuff like that, and they do a lot of the cleans and the jerks and stuff like that. But so it's a little bit different. You just have those two particular disciplines. Is there any
yeah.
other discipline that's out there that you could participate in if you wanted to?
There are a few high schools, a couple high schools that have started powerlifting competitions. That's a different outside organization. They generally deal with three, maybe four disciplines. It requires a bench press, a back squat, and a deadlift. Sometimes they do incorporate a strict overhead press, which is just a shoulder press with a barbell. But, again, that's a little bit different methodology when it comes to training
mm-hmm.
and what we do. So,
okay. So when you are so if you're somebody who wants to participate in this sport, it's just a winter type of sport. Obviously, you can weightlift all year long, right? You can do whatever you want. But is it just
yeah.
when it comes to competition? It's strictly kind of that winter time.
For the high school level, yes. When it comes to outside the high school level, when you're talking about private clubs or local weightlifting clubs or training for nationals or maybe trying to train for an Olympic team, they have Olympic weightlifting competitions year-round.
So if you're totally into this, you have that opportunity to participate and improve
yeah.
your conditioning, not only your conditioning, but your technique. How much of technique comes into being a champion, if you will, a state champion?
Surprisingly, a lot of technique. Weightlifting, I would say, is probably about 20 to 25% strength, and another 75 to 80% technique.
Interesting. I was going to say I could do it because I surely don't have much strength, but I think I'm smart. I don't know if that matters or not. So, technique. But the technique makes the difference because I guess, you know, when from a leverage or a fulcrum kind of position or just the way you approach the weight, it makes all the difference on how you then secure it into the air.
Yes.
Okay, so how
anywhere
do I...
Anywhere from just how wide we set our grip and our stance to, you know, making sure that we're pulling even on the bar and how even we get under the bar to make sure we stabilize the weight before we stand up with it. So... A lot of technique involved, for sure.
So we've got a couple of state champions, obviously, And like you said, there is no Class A, Double A, Triple A. I mean, obviously, they are the state champions, period. So in their weight class, so they're the best of the best, at least for this year. If I want to get interested in this, or I want to be a part of this, or how do I get involved at all, or how do I find out more about the Olympic wrestler or Olympic weightlifting team?
Well, you can contact me directly through my school email, or contact Joel Olson through his Northfield email for anybody that's in the Northfield area. Or you can go on to the USA Weightlifting site. All you have to do is just type in USAW into your search engine, and it'll take you right there. Or you can go to the Minnesota High School Weightlifting Organization.
Awesome. So where did you come from? You said this is your first year here in Northfield. Give us kind of a lowdown of who this Jeff Sullivan guy is.
I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. Joined the Army when I was 20. Retired in 2014. Moved up here to Minnesota about July 2014 because my wife is from the Twin Cities. Got back into my education. Earned up to master's level, and now I'm working on my doctorate in kinesiology. Got weightlifting certified a few years ago. And how I came to be at Northfield High School, my folks were visiting from Texas. We were looking for an activity, and we discovered the Red Barn Farm, the pizza ranch right there in Northfield.
Yeah.
Decided to randomly wear one of my USA Weightlifting affiliated polo shirts, and ended up meeting one of my state champions who worked out there. Her name is Riley Nelson. She noticed that I had the shirt on. She talked to my wife to get my attention. I went back up there, had a nice conversation with Riley Nelson. Turned out that about the middle of last season, they lost their head coach. One of the parents filled in, who agreed to stay on as my assistant coach this year. His name is TJ Wiebe. Talked to Joel Olson, the activities director over at Northfield High School, and got the job.
Nice. So, did you plan on being a head coach in this type of arena, or it just seems like this it just fell into place?
I had dreams of coaching Olympic teams and Olympic weightlifting teams. Of course, whenever you're in the exercise science and kinesiology field, you always dream with working with athletes, and everything just lined up perfectly at the right time, and here I am.
And here you are. Now you got a couple state champions on your team.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Yep. And if I could, I'd like to mention those state champions. I already mentioned Caleb Graw, junior varsity boys state champion in 61-kilogram weight class. There's also Elliot Ness. She was 59-kilogram baby female weight class girls. Then I have, of course, Riley Nelson, who I just mentioned. She is state champion varsity girls at the 49-kilogram weight class. Carson Munch, state champion in the 67-kilogram weight class for varsity boys. And Spencer Melgren, 55-kilogram weight class varsity boys.
Very nice. Will you be represented again next year then, or are you graduating some of these guys and girls?
Only one of those that I mentioned as far as state champions is graduating this year, Riley Nelson.
Okay.
Sad to see her go. She was one of my captains and a very important part of the team, along with our other captains, Jacob Kick, Colton Pryor, and Lindsay Stanton.
Well, Jeff, congratulations on a great season, on a great first-year season. Welcome to Northfield. And so this will be fun. So let's keep an eye on the Olympic weightlifting team next year. Let's keep a little closer eye. Let's get you on the program more on a regular basis. I gave you a little extra time today because, well, frankly, we just haven't spent much time. But here we are. We got state champions walking around the city. And, I mean, there might be a lot of people that didn't even know that. So thank you so much for reaching out. And thanks so much for joining the program. And we look forward to another great season next year.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
All righty. That is our head coach for the Northfield Olympic weightlifting team. Hopefully coming up in just a minute, we got some baseball to talk. We got some hockey to talk. Yes. AJ goes one-on-one with Camry Monson and Maggie Malika. It is a good one. It is going to be the end of an era, if you will, as both of those two will graduate this year as they move on and they'll head on to college to play more hockey. But the last several years, they have brought us some great excitement. Indeed, AJ will get us up to date on that, and he'll have a very impelling interview with Cambria Monson and Maggie Malika. We'll also hopefully get Justin Coleman on the phone, hopefully here yet today as well, to talk a little bit of girls softball. You're listening to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders.
Northfield Lines offers premium charter bus, motor coach hire, corporate shuttles, and daily route services in Minnesota and beyond. For reliable, quality, and worry-free travel, look no further. Our services include airport transfers, bus charter for athletic teams, transportation for convention and meetings, and executive shuttles for corporate events. We also provide worry-free charter bus transportation for church and civic groups, high-quality employee shuttles, charter buses for private outings, luxurious transportation for weddings and receptions, and professional charter bus solutions for military and government officials. Northfield Lines, we're the drive behind worry-free travel.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, 1300 Bullenbacher Drive in Northfield. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, noon to 4.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to a Raider Wrap. Now we got some stuff to talk about. It's 25 after 10. We're on our way to, I want to say we're pushing 53 today. We should see a little bit of sunshine. Tonight, there's a little patchy fog cooling off to 30. Tomorrow is going to be mostly sunny and a high near 60. What a glorious day indeed. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, kind of rainy, kind of snowy, sleety. You know, temperatures right in that, you know, 40, 50 degrees area. And then for Wednesday, it looks like it's going to cool off a little bit, but for the most part, it'll be around 31. And then Thursday, it comes on back. It's going to be sunny skies and 47. And Friday, again, warming back up. So spring is definitely on its way. We're on the 19th day. I believe tomorrow is the spring solstice equinox. It's one of those two. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's springtime, which means baseball season, right? And Mark Ogier joins us this morning. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Good morning. Great. And it's definitely baseball season.
It is indeed baseball season. Last year, I think 13-8-1. That's, that's a winning season. You got to feel good about that, right? I mean, last year, how do you feel about the overall, you know, team last year?
Yeah, I think we had a real strong team last year. We had some guys that had a real strong pitching staff, guys that are playing in college today that pitched for us last year. And unfortunately, we ran into some really good teams that were hot at the right time in sections and kind of took an early exit. But Yeah, good season last year and looking forward to another good season this year.
So when you talk about pitching, obviously pitching in any sport, whether it's at the high school sport, collegiate, professional, you always hear the pros talking. You got to have your start, you know, your top two starters to get you over the hump, or maybe a third starter. Wow. From a high school standpoint, I know that when I played the game, we had one guy that was really good, and then you had two or three guys that were, they were okay. They kept you in the game, but boy, you really wanted that one guy to step in there. And I don't know, have they changed the way you do things? Because I'm sure they have, you know, to help protect the players and whatnot, but I know that, you know, if we had a couple days in between, that guy was going almost every day on the mound.
Well, that's what it used to be, and I think now we're so conscious of pitching, of arm injuries and things like Tommy John surgeries and so on. You certainly don't want to be the coach that ruined a kid's arm in high school. And so, you know, the State High School League has done some things to protect kids and get those arms ready. And one is allowing the season to start a week early. And that's kind of where we're at now. We finished 1 week of what we call kind of arm preparedness and conditioning, where you can't use bats even. We can't go up and take BP in the cage. It's all throwing mechanics and giving them a chance to throw and you know, weightlifting, anything that resembles a baseball act. You work on it in the weight room just getting our arms ready and conditioning the kids. And
I was going to say, we talked about that briefly, and it's literally, how long is practice? Is it a half hour, 40 minutes, an hour and a half?
Usually when we're outside, it's an hour and a half to 2 hours. But inside, you can get what you need to get done in an hour and bring each level in. We start with the varsity for an hour and then the JV for an hour and the ninth grade for an hour, and all right. The coaches help out.
So then, like when you're doing the arm conditioning and stuff like that, I mean, do you come out, throw for 15, 20 minutes, and then go right into the weight room? Do you do, you know, go into the, you know, a hot tub? You put it in ice? What do you...
Unfortunately, we don't have hot tubs.
No.
Got
to talk to that hotel down here and see if we can get something going on.
Yeah, we'll have them throw for, you know, 10 minutes, and then they'll spend some time in the weight room, and then we do some cardiovascular workouts. And, yeah, it's stuff that you can easily get done in an hour.
And arm strength does have a lot to do with lower leg strength and core as well.
Oh, for sure. You got to get the core ready. You got to get your legs ready to go, because as the legs get tired, you know, the arm starts lagging behind, and that's when arm troubles start to happen.
So anything that you saw this week in practice, I mean, there's really not much to see, but or did you, like, you're watching somebody maybe from a lower class person or something like that, somebody from a, you know, junior last year or something like that, and all of a sudden throws up today, you know, shows up this week and throws a 90 mile an hour fastball or anything like that?
Well, we've got some kids that I knew were good pitchers that we'll count on this year that looked good on the mound a couple days ago, and then I saw a few surprises that I hadn't seen, and I thought, boy, this kid throws a little harder than I thought. You know, so they got a chance, each pitcher got a chance to throw off the mounds either Thursday or Friday this week. And, yeah, I like what I saw. We've got some guys that are returning on the mound. Joey Malika, who's our Division I signee, he's probably, you know, throws the hardest of all the guys. And I haven't seen him throw yet, but we can certainly count on him being
Do you have a gauge? You gauge them? Do you put a gun on them, radar on them, or no?
No, we don't. We sometimes do later in the season, but we don't radar guys right away anyway, because we don't want guys to, you know, compete about, you know, I threw harder than you did to practice today, and my arms hanging, you know, my arms.
Young men with testosterone would never do that. Let's be
right. Yeah, I don't want to get into a competition over who throws the hardest right off the bat.
Is there a... Well, you're not going to know. Hitting, I was going to say, is there any of your big hitters coming back?
Yeah, we've got some hitters coming back. We got some guys that hit for high average. Tate Jurnell was an outfielder for us last year. He's also one of our captains this year. He batted 400 for most of the season. And then, you know, we got some guys that hit for power. But, yeah, I haven't seen anything in the cage yet, so that'll start Monday.
Yeah. Last year, again, like you said, 13-8 wasn't a bad record. You played a lot of, you know, you got Owatonna in there, Mankato. So a lot of the big nine schools. Mm-hmm. Looks like you took on Faribault there, New Ulm and Winona, different stuff like that. So do you do anything differently with your schedule? So I know that with Paige Haley and the hockey team, she likes to, when she doesn't have to take on the big nine or, like, depending on the weekend she has available, she always tries to find a level that's, like, up here. so that she can get her girls prepared for that type of you know, pace. Is that something that you have control of when you start your season?
Absolutely. If it's a section opponent, we try to get section opponents lined up. So last year, Farmington was in our section, and we wanted to play them. And we also try to play, teams that will give us a challenge and then we know has good pitching. Oftentimes we'll schedule a Rosemount or we'll schedule a New Prague. I think we got New Prague on the schedule this year. We want to give our kids a challenge and want to see some good competitions.
Well, it looks like last year in June it was Lakeville South, which is typical, right? But you said you're in the 3A this year,
correct.
Not the 4A.
Correct.
So is Lakeville South still in the 4A that you know of?
Thankfully, yes. And Farmington.
But Farmington now, are they in 3A or are they?
No, they're still in 4A.
Okay, so they're in 4A.
They're a big school.
So, I mean, think of what it's worth, right? I mean, you get slated in whatever conference you get slated, and that is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. You have to just get out there and play the game.
Yeah, exactly. And every team, whether it's 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, whatever, has a good pitcher. And that's what we ran into last year with Lakeville South, a D1 pitcher and here's Lakeville South with maybe a 500 record. But, boy, they had some good kids, man.
You're not going to go against these pitchers every day. Right. So when you get into a situation where all of a sudden this kid rolls up in front of you, you're like, I mean, you may have what? Look at your schedule. Look at the schedule this year. Tuesday, April 5th, Thursday, the 7th, Saturday, the 9th. You got a double header in the first week.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me with this? Arm strength. You better should have started 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, you're right. Well, we got a lot of pitchers. So if we have to throw a pitcher every inning, we can probably do it,
Speaking of which, is high school developed to that degree where you are watching pitch counts and stuff like that?
Oh,
and,
for sure.
So is there a max that you like to see with a pitcher, regardless?
Well, there is a max for the season. The pitcher can only throw, right around 100 pitches. And then if he throws that many, he's got to have so many days rest. So we have to abide by that, by those guidelines. But yeah, we're extremely conscious of pitch counts, and especially here in Minnesota, where you might be pitching in 35 degree weather, and unless the kid's feeling absolutely fantastic and is maybe thrown more in the off season, we're probably gonna take him out after three, four innings.
Yeah, there's something to be said about pitching in your snowmobile suit. What I mean? There were days that we had to do that, and we were in full. Yeah, we had our uniforms on, but underneath we had jackets and long underwear and everything like that, and you were limited. But you know what? It was baseball. It was still fun, right? Springtime.
Right.
Springtime, getting out and enjoying it. So,
yeah.
Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate you stopping in. Anything in particular that you want to share with the listeners at all with regards to the baseball team, or maybe, I think anyone who wants to participate has already signed up. Is that right?
Yep. They're already signed up, and we've had, like I said, we've had a good week of getting guys ready. It'll be an interesting season. We only return four guys that have extensive playing time. I mentioned Tate Jurnell, outfield. Nolan Stepka is a third baseman. Will pitch a little bit. Joey Malika is our D1 guy. He's a catcher, and he'll pitch, obviously. Colden Ratai saw some action last year in the infield. And then we got a lot of other pitchers that are seniors and some juniors. Cade Rauch will help us on the mound. Adam Weiss, Joey Oje, Chris Simon Garcia, Jordy Vasquez, all guys that I think will see some action on the mound. And all those guys I mentioned are seniors. And then some juniors on the mound as well. And behind the plate, Tyler Hughes and Nolan Thompson and Gabe Sawyer. So those are some of the names that you might hear this year, and the names that we'll count on, and then some more juniors, and we'll see what happens from there.
Well, it is what it is. You can't predict the weather either, right? You just get them on the mound, and then you hope that you get them conditioned right, and
exactly.
Hope they gel together as a team, right? I mean, that's part of it too. Team chemistry is huge.
Absolutely. And I've got a couple of assistant coaches that's their thing. They have some great team building and together. Playing together activities and where you're getting guys kind of counting on each other in different situations.
So you're kind of like that Herb Brooks mentality? You're the guy sitting over here and let them take care of clean up all the other stuff? maybe not. Who knows? How many years have you been coaching baseball now?
Coaching baseball in Northfield for 26 years, maybe.
Okay.
Head coach. This is my seventh year as a head coach.
Okay. Still liking it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's
still
great,
loving it.
It's a great, great position to have, and Northfield's a great community, and lots of good, lots of people that care about good baseball in this town. So
awesome. Well, hey, Coach, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you stopping in
Thank
here this
you.
Morning.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy the whatever the day that's left of it. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful, so enjoy that. I don't know. Are you going to? Are you practicing today or no? No, you can't. You still can't.
No, we are. I think we're hanging up nets in the batting cage tomorrow.
Hey, there's something to do at 60-degree weather. but it's outside, so this is awesome.
Yeah,
so I was going to say, so Monday you can literally
can
get in and get going. And this is full. You can just get after it.
Absolutely.
Start taking infield, outfield, all that fun stuff, and get the fungo bats out going, get them going, and just let her go.
So you can hit.
Alrighty, Coach OJ is our coach this morning and the head coach here on the Raider Wrap. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we'll get Mr. Coleman on the phone and get him going here in just a second. Lots of stuff still to come here this morning. We got a great interview with the senior captains from the girls hockey team. That's all coming up and more. You're listening to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN.
Hi. I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. We take the time with our patients to explain your treatment and inform you of additional preventative care options. New patients and emergencies are welcome 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment for your next dentist appointment from any of our dentists, Dr. David Brass, Dr. David Bach, Dr. Amy Finn, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Learn more about us at heritagedentalcare.net.
Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers. We have two new subdivisions in Northfield. One is called Hills of Spring Creek. It's actually the last final phase, and it's right at the end of Jefferson Parkway up by the water tower. 12 big single-family lots, all walkouts. And then we have another neighborhood that is just getting ready to get going here in Dundas. It's called Tower Heights. Take the roundabout up Highway 1 and head south, and we have a bunch of single-family lots in there too.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Start your spring cleaning early with 11% off everything at Menards. Declutter and organize your home with a new Dakota closet system. They come in a wide variety of sizes and styles to match your specific needs. From easy-to-install units to fully customizable systems, Dakota's got it all. Save with 11% off all Dakota storage solutions. Good through March 19th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Good morning. Welcome back to a Raider Wrap. It's approaching 20 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. We've still got a lot more to go in the program, but we were able to sneak one in here. We're going to bring in the Justin Coleman. And if you're not familiar with who that is, they are the new head coach of the girls Raiders softball team. Justin, kind enough to take a call this morning. Good morning, coach. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we love having somebody that's going to be participating in the Northfield Raiders. Overall, in the winter season has had a really, really wonderful, successful season. You heard us talk about the Olympic weightlifting champions there, and the girls went to state, Nordic went to state, dive went to state. No pressure, coach. But what are you predicting for the softball team this year?
Well, hey, we're looking to be real competitive. Being new kind of to the area and to the conference and to the section, I don't know a ton about the other teams, but our ultimate goal is, we want to win the Big Nine Conference. We want to win the section, and we want to strive for a state championship again. So, that's our ultimate goal, and we'll see how we progress through the season. So hopefully we can attain those goals by the end.
So you are now head coach of the team. And you've been around the program, I'm guessing, for a while?
So I have not been around. I am new to Northfield as of this year. So this is all new to me. I've been a couple other places before, but yeah, this is my ninth year of teaching. I'm a middle school teacher, obviously here in Northfield, and I teach STEM. So I'm new to the area.
Where did you come from?
So I guess originally after graduation, I'm a Cobber from Moorhead. So I coached and taught in Barnesville, Minnesota. I was the head girls softball coach there for a couple of years, as well as wrestling. And then from there, my wife and I moved down here towards the cities area, and I taught and coached as well in Mound West Tonka. I was a football coach. I was a co-head wrestling coach out there, and now making the transition over here to Northfield and taking over this program with a whole new coaching staff. So looking forward to it.
Did you recruit some of the other coaches and stuff like that, or was that just something that you just kind of did you bring people in, or did you just kind of look around and see what was available to you?
Yeah, I was asking around. I was recruiting. When I took the job, even as of about a month and a half ago, it was just myself on staff. So I did some hard work in trying to find some others, and I have a full staff now, and they're all brand new, obviously, to the Raider high school coaching team or softball team. So it's myself as head coach. Jason Mosley is my assistant. Kyle Fearing is new to the community as well. He teaches at the middle school. He'll be the JV coach. We have Samantha Becker as our ninth grade coach, and we have two other ninth grade coaches that will split a little bit of time, Allie Lyman and Mary Franz. So we've got a full coaching staff. We're excited. But yeah, we're all together now, and we're trying to learn each other as well as learning the team. So we've got a lot of, you know, many obstacles coming up, but it's been fun so far. We're a week into practice, so it's been good.
So we were just talking to Mark Ogier, baseball coach. Is it similar for the girls' softball team as well? You get a week of like arm strengthening, and then you start practicing, or is it a little bit different with the softball team?
It's different. We're full go on day one. So Monday was our first day, and there were no limitations on us.
Nice. And so when you look at the team, so this is your first year, so you didn't really get a chance to see them last year or anything like that, or just see. So from you, it's a whole brand new perspective. They come onto the field. Yeah, you maybe know that you had a roster from last year and different stuff like that, but this is a fresh set of eyes rolling in here. And when you look at the people that were, you know, coming onto the field and stuff like that, I mean, how do you feel about that? Where do you think your strengths lie? Where do you think you could use a few improvements?
Yeah, so, you know, it's been kind of tough. We've been in the dome this week, and a little bit shorthanded on coaches this week with some other responsibilities they had. But, you know, our strengths are, I mean, we're tough top to bottom. We have a program that is 7 through 12. Even our young ones that are still developing, they're coming in with some great experience. Some of these girls play dome ball. They play summer ball. So they're very involved throughout the whole year, getting ready for this high school season. And I guess my first impression coming in this week from the girls is they work extremely hard. They know what they're doing, and they have a lot of skills. So I'm looking forward to, you know, getting outside and finally seeing them put those skills out on the softball diamond. But when you're in a dome, and next week we're in the high school gym, it gets pretty tough. We've got about 55 girls, 7 through 12 out. So we've got quite the crew.
Well, again, I appreciate you joining us this morning, and we're just a little short on time here. We were able to get several coaches in here this morning, and it is spring, and it's an exciting time indeed. I'd like to absolutely get you back on the program, Justin, and just, you know, let's get a couple games under our belt and just kind of see where we're at, and let's get you back on the program. Let's talk a little bit more about where you're at today versus, you know, 2 weeks from now. It could be a completely different change of mindset, I suppose, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an exciting time for us. We're ready. We played April 5th, so We've got a lot of work to do up until then.
Is that a home game by chance?
It is away.
Okay.
And our first home game is a doubleheader on Saturday, April 9th. And that is going to be our strikeout cancer day. So I encourage all of you to come out if you can. It's at 11 a.m.
And I'll have you know that we will have your captains on the program, I believe, that same weekend. Whether AJ does a Meet the Raider on that one or not, but we are talking about the cancer program that you are going to be doing, and that will be on that program April 2nd as well. This is actually April 2nd. We'll have the team on. We'll have them on to talk more about that. So tune in on April 2nd. We can find out all the details of all that. We'll have the team captains in here in studio talking more about the April 9th festivities and fundraising events, and it's another great way to support the community, give back to the community, and be a part of the community. So is that something that they do on an annual basis there, Justin, or is this something that you've incorporated?
Yeah, no, this is something they've been doing here for quite a while. I think my understanding is maybe last year didn't quite work out with some COVID things going on. But, yeah, something that's pretty common here in Northfield.
Awesome. Well, listen, thanks for joining us on the program this morning. I hope I was easy enough on you. Next time I'll be a little tougher.
Yeah, that sounds great. I appreciate you.
Justin Coleman, new head coach of the Northfield Raiders girls softball team. We look forward to that state title. No pressure, mind you. But,
yeah.
But thanks for joining us.
Yeah, bye.
All righty. That is your head coach for the Northfield Raiders girls softball team, Justin Coleman. And yes, an exciting time indeed. It is springtime, and we got a lot of excitement on the way. I still have... coming up here, we have got an interview coming up here in just a couple of minutes with hopefully with Cambria Munson and Maggie Malika. That's going to be AJ Reister. He's going to be meeting the Raider. And it's great. It's a season ending, a high school career ending interview. I think you'll like it. I think you're going to enjoy it. And I encourage you to come on back. But if you miss it this morning, you can catch it right here on KYMNradio.net. Just go to KYMNradio.net, click programs, look for the Raider Wrap, select today's date, and you'll be able to hear back to all the programming from this morning's program. But stick around. We've got that Meet the Raider coming up right here on KYMN.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouthguard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com. For more information.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to a Raider Wrap here on a Saturday morning, March the 19th. Plenty of sunshine today, hopefully, anyhow. Looks like we're going to see For the most part, some temperatures rising up to around 53 with that sunny sky, so the clouds are slowly starting to drift on out of here. Patchy fog tonight, mostly clear, 30. Tomorrow, areas of fog in the morning, otherwise sunshine and 60. Tomorrow night, a slight chance of some rain. Mostly cloudy and a low of 45.
Welcome back to the Raider app. I'm AJ Reese, the Raider class of 2022. And today I'm joined by senior girls hockey captains Maggie Mollica and Cambry Monson. Girls, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You doing good over there, Cam?
Yes.
That's good. It's been a couple weeks since the season ended. How have you guys been feeling?
Yeah, I think the feelings hit the most right after it was done, and now it's kind of just, it's a weird feeling of having more free time and like knowing it's really over. We have our banquet this Sunday, and I think that's when it'll like hit the most for sure.
Yeah, it's been a weird couple of 2 weeks not seeing everyone that you used to see every single day for 2 hours. It's definitely been hard transformation, like between having everything every day with each other to not seeing your teammates and coaches every single day.
That's really tough. And correct me if I'm wrong, but does Haley typically have, what I want to say, interviews with each of the players after the season is over?
Yes. We had our one-on-one interviews personally, and then parents were invited for Monday and Tuesday for each of the players.
Yeah, and basically what happens in those is it's your exit meeting, kind of the plans for over the summer, what to improve on, how it's going to be done, and just like the goals for the coaches that they have for each player and how they will improve over the summer.
And it's also like an evaluation of how the player did this year, mm-hmm. and like what her thoughts are. And it's also an opportunity for them to talk about like how they feel it went for them, mm-hmm. and also like their thoughts on the coaches.
Yeah, and the coaches said that most of the girls always leave the meetings, like, ready to go. They're pumped up, excited to get working over the summer.
And you two are obviously both seniors. How did that interview go for you guys? Because it's probably a little bit different than typical years.
Yeah, there wasn't much to talk about. I kind of jokingly said, hey, like, if I work really hard this summer, do you think I have a spot next year? And Paige didn't like that very much.
So. Yeah, it's more of they asked us the question of our entire high school hockey experience as a whole and our input on the coaching staff and just the evaluation of how we felt as a player and now as an alumni of RGH. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I'm sure that meeting's quite a bit different than it has been in previous years.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool that they do that. But now it's kind of, you know, go back to the season overall. I got to ask, how fun was it to play up at the XL Energy Center?
It was the best. Just being in the locker room before the game, doing our off-ice warm-up where you would think the Wild players do it is it's so fun. And then just, like, all the dynamics of it with the referees came into our locker room telling us the, like, play-by-play before the game, which made us feel very excited and, like, very formal. Because you didn't do that before, and then it's like stepping out on the ice and having your name called was unreal.
Yeah, and also like our student section and our support we got from our community just made it even better. Just stepping out and hearing like the roar of Northfield, like almost the entire community was there. And it was just incredible. I had a smile on my face the entire warm-ups.
Yeah, it just shows how important the community is to us because when you looked over at our side, it was entirely full, and Edina's was about half full. And so to us, in the little huddle before we do our cheer, I said, look over there and look at everyone supporting us. Like, that's why we're here, and that's why we're playing.
Yep.
Yeah, I got goosebumps just sitting all the way up in the rafters where I was sitting. So I'm sure it was way different down on the ice, but that was a crazy experience. So you two were the only two seniors on the team this season. How amazing was it to be able to go to state with such a young team?
Yeah, it was great. It's really fun to see that if they can do it again next year, because, I mean, the team underneath of us has been so great and they've improved so much and they work so hard. And it's really awesome to see that as a leader, that people are buying into what you're saying. And it's so fun to be a part of that as like the leader and saying like, keep working and keep going, and hopefully that they can make it back next year.
Yeah. Like, along with being the smallest AA school in the entire state, we're also probably one of the youngest teams that were competing in the state tournament. And like, Edina had what, 7 seniors, and half their JV had a bunch of seniors too.
Yeah, and Burnsville had, I think it was like 10 seniors.
Yeah, so like, that it makes a really big difference having that experience. But I have so much faith in our younger girls and like the stuff they do over the summer and the work they put in and the effort they have and how dedicated they are. It really like creates a wonderful team dynamic of like working hard and competing at practices and then also being best friends in the locker room, because you all have the same goals. And I really hope they can use the momentum we all created as a team this year to go to state to keep doing that in the future.
That's pretty impressive. Like you said, I mean, youngest team probably in the state tournament, and the fact that you guys went up there and did what you did, that's pretty incredible and pretty exciting for the next couple of years, even if none of us are going to be around necessarily. But kind of looking back overall on the season as seniors, what was kind of your biggest takeaway from your final season?
I think it just shows every team faces some type of adversity throughout a season, and the way you come out of that is the most meaningful thing. And, you know, we had a pretty big loss to a Big Nine team nearing the end of our season, and that kind of hit home. But I think how our team responded to that and, you know, bought off that energy, we just used that to go make it to state, and we weren't going to lose, and just had that mentality throughout practices and games, like, we can't lose. And then ultimately that led us to winning the section final, which was the best feeling in the world.
That section final game was incredible.
Yes, it was.
I guess that leads me to my next question. What was your favorite memory from this season? Was it that section final, or is there something else that really went home for you?
Yeah, I think it was kind of the last couple weeks. Like, the whole season as a whole was wonderful, but beating Owatonna, I think, started it, and having an amazing like crowd that supported us through that game, which helped us win. Beating them, they're kind of our rivals past couple years, and then beating Lakeville was an unreal feeling, and then bringing the trophy over to the crowd afterwards, and then just stepping on the ice for state, and just... those are my favorite memories.
Yeah, my favorite memory is definitely the section final, and when they called the captains over to carry the trophy and bring it to the student section, and being able to see through the glass looking at all of my best friends off the ice holding out that trophy was amazing. And then spending the time with the team up at state, whether it was we were on the ice having the most fun or it was watching the other teams playing, was just like the best times.
Yeah, when you, that section game, going back to that, when you took the trophy and ran it over to the glass, I said on the air, like, oh my gosh, Maggie, don't break the trophy that you just won.
Yeah,
you were,
I was
pretty
a little excited.
Oh yeah. But that, just seeing that excitement was, I mean, just made everything feel so much better. So I mean, all those memories for you guys, that's some awesome stuff. And Maggie, I gotta bring it up. You won the Herb Brooks Award and Senior Goalie of the Year. What do those two awards mean for you?
It's just such an honor to receive those. Having my name to forever be affiliated with Herb Brooks is an unbelievable feeling, and I'm so grateful for it. But it truly means so much about my teammates and the community, because I couldn't have received that without them. and then the senior goalie just shows that my team in front of me has allowed me to be the best goalie that I can be and win these awards, and I'm just so grateful for them.
Cambria, you were there at the Wild game when she got to say, let's play hockey. So how fun was that for you to see her up there and on the big screen?
Oh, my God. As a friend growing up with Maggie ever since U-12s and getting to play in front of her that entire time and seeing how she's made it through so much adversity and just come out on top every single time, and I am so unbelievably proud of you. I'm like, it just made me so happy to see you up there. You deserve it more than anyone up there.
Yeah, it was funny because Cambria, right after that, sent me the video of me, and I just, my heart was so